Oh, yes. Like a tenant might have just one room, and an apartment has about everything.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a place called a row house?
What?
Called a row house?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen an apartment that occupies a whole level of the building?
An apartment? Oh, yes, a penthouse.
Okay. What might you call the man that does the repairs in an apartment building?
Repairman.
Okay. Have you ever known somebody that does most of the work but gets his rent for free, you know, lives in the building? What kind of equipment would you use to take care of a yard, a garden?
A hoe.
That's the one that does the hoeing, I guess.
A rake, clippers,
Okay. You mentioned lawnmower. Are there different kinds of lawnmowers that you know of?
Mm-hmm. A riding lawnmower, just a push.
Now, when you mean push mower, do you mean like one with a motor on top of it? Or the kind that doesn't have any motor at all?
I wasn't living when they had them.
Before your time. Okay. What might people use to break up the ground if they're going to plant a garden?
A shovel.
Okay. Have you ever seen one of those things that's powered by a motor, but you know, they stand behind? It's got a big
drill.
Well, it's got big teeth on it. Turn over the ground.
Oh, but I don't know the name of it.
Okay. Would you ever call something like that, like a tiller or a road tiller?
I don't know.
Stay away from that stuff. Okay. What might you use for to plant like little flower bulbs or something? That little thing that you just dig up.
Oh, a little hand shovel.
Okay, great. Have you ever used one of those little tools with like three prongs on it?
A fork.
Okay. Then you mentioned rakes. Are there different kinds of rakes that you know?
Yes, it's one. It's a rake with, a whole bunch of teeth.
Uh-huh.
And then it's one with like four teeth, steel, and it, dig to the ground.
Okay, is one of them flexible and the other one solid?
Right.
Okay, which one is which?
The, yard rake is flexible, and with the one you dig with, it's hard.
Okay.